Welcome to Street Knowledge with Chris Graham.
NC State 77, Virginia 63. Let's break it down. I'm Chris Graham here on the podcast. And the game you thought you saw, you didn't really see. What you thought you saw was a barrage of three-point shooting from NC State and then a faster-paced game. I mean, it's the game I thought I saw. When I watch road games and watch them on TV instead of being in the arena, I don't keep the stats in front of me during the game. I kind of just watch the flow, and I'm probably watching the game more than I am when I'm covering the game at JPJ. But one thing about that is I'm not keeping up with the stats during the game. So I will say that when I finally got to my computer after the game, all my mental notes accumulated, I thought the first thing I need to look for is pace, for tempo, because it felt like to me that Virginia maybe had let tempo get away. This game had 55 possessions. It was a slower than Virginia average pace game. 77-63. Virginia actually on offense, you know, obviously 63 points and 55 possessions. That's a pretty good offensive game. But defensively, 1.40 points per possession for NC State in this one. Just unacceptable. Now let's break down how that happened. Virginia actually led this one 26-18 at the 8:58 mark of the first half. At that point, Virginia was 11 of 16 from the floor. In control. It felt like a game that was playing out, actually surprisingly to me. NC State, you know, they're big three. Those are three talented young men. And then those guys started playing. Terquavion Smith actually had three threes in the early stretch that kept State close. Even at 26-18, he had three threes in a three-minute stretch that kept State in hailing distance at that stage. It was interesting how that was. Virginia and Smith were trading threes there for a while. And then Jericho Helms ended up a cool 5 of 7 from behind the arc in the first half. And Smith was 4 of 7. And so combined 9 of 14. In fact, they were the only two guys who shot three-point attempts for NC State in the first half. And NC State finished the half on a 25-6 run and led 43-32. So they turned an 8-point deficit into an 11-point lead. And way things finished out, so the three-point shooting kind of softened up. Usually, you know, if you're thinking of the boxing analogy, you work the body, and then you get the hands drawn down, and you go for the head. Then, well, they kind of went the other way. They were going for the knockout punches, and then softening with the body late. 16 of 23 at the rim in this game for NC State, and this is against a Virginia team. The pack line defense is built to take away shots at the rim. Virginia on the season had given up just 9.1 makes on 17.2 attempts at the rim. And I'll reiterate, 16 of 23 for NC State in this game. So 7 more makes at the rim. 7 more makes, 7 times 2 is 14. Virginia lost this game by 14 points. Virginia also on the other side. Now going into the game, when you broke it down on Friday, this was a game that Virginia should have had a big advantage in the post. And Virginia ended up being outscored 34-16 at the rim, in the paint. And they were only 7 of 16 at the rim, a very quiet 7 of 16 at the rim. Virginia averages 10.8 makes on 18.7 attempts. So clearly, Virginia shot 10 of 17 from three, season best by far, 58.8% from three. This is a team that shoots in the low 30s from three. And this game was lost at the rim, and in the paint. Virginia being outscored by 18 in the paint in this game. And what's surprising about this is NC State, I'm sure you were watching the game broadcast with me. Randolph Childress kept talking about how these were two of the best defensive teams in the ACC. NC State ranked 204th in the country in adjusted defensive efficiency coming into this game. And on the back line had been giving up 16.4 makes on 27.1 attempts at the rim. I mean, those are absurd numbers. That's basically what NC State did to Virginia today. And that's what they do every game. And then, again, Virginia team was less than half as effective at the rim tonight as the average team against NC State this year. One thing that jumped out when I started breaking down the numbers, it was more stark than I thought with my eyes. Again, it wasn't the game I thought I'd watched. Virginia shot 22 two-point jumpers, was 6 of 22 on two-point jumpers. NC State only shot 5 two-point jumpers in this game. 23 shots at a rim, 22 two-point shots, 50 overall field goals, just 5 two-point jumpers. That's how you win basketball games in 2022, folks. This isn't the era where you had dumped the ball in the post and you either shot in the lane or you shot little mid-range jumpers. The way you win games today, both in at the college level, the high level college level, and the NBA, is you shoot well from three, you shoot at the rim, and you don't shoot a lot of two-point jumpers. Virginia, 6 of 22 on two-point jumpers. I think State was just 2 of 5. Doesn't matter. They only shot 5 of them. And of course, those jumpers were often contested by NC State. So breaking down the rotation, guys, for Virginia, Armon Franklin, 14 points to lead Virginia, 4 of 7 from three. That's good. And he was a 24% shooter coming in. He's been shooting a lot better from three of late, but 4 of 10 overall. So he'd been attacking with jumpers and getting to the rim, and he was 0 for 3 in 1-2s, 32 minutes. Jaden Gardner had 13 points. Sounds good. 5 of 12 shooting. Didn't score in the second half, and he only had 4 points on 1 of 7 shooting in the final 32 minutes. He had 8 points early and then kind of just faded. Reese Beekman continued his good stretch of late. I'll write and talk about that more tomorrow. But he had 12 points in this one on 4 of 9 shooting, 2 of 3 from three. What would that put him at? 10 of 21 in his last 8 games. That's roughly, I'm quick math, 47% from the field from three. But only 2 assists. Not his fault. Guy's got to make shots in 30 minutes. Kia Clark, 6 assists. Let's give Kia credit for that, but only 6 points on 2 of 7 shooting, 2 of 3 from three. He's been struggling from the field lately. We'll have to write about that some more tomorrow, too. The bigs, Caden Shedrick, Francisco Cafaro, avoided foul trouble. They both had fouled out at Pitt. They only had 3 combined fouls in this one. Shedrick, 8 points, 4 of 8 shooting, 4 boards, 17 minutes off the bench. Cafaro got the start again. Just 2 points, 1 of 2 shooting. Missed both free throw attempts after getting fouled on a little bunny in the second half. 8 rebounds in 23 minutes. And they were not helpful on the back end of the back line. Not helpful really at all. There were so many dribble drives. Those 34 points weren't dump the ball in the post and then have your post guy do a drop step and shoot a little hook shot or whatever. They were dribble drives from the guards, and there was just no help behind. I mean, that, by and large, that's what that was. Cody Statman had some stats. He was a stat man tonight. He had 8 points, 3 of 4 shooting, 2 of 2 from three. All of his points came in the final 3:48, and 2 of the buckets were in garbage time. He had a 3 and a nice little bank shot runner, but they were in garbage time. So stats are stats sometimes, right? Quick notes about this one again, 55 possessions per team. It felt like that game was played faster. It wasn't. Some of these stats, if you win points off turnovers, Virginia had a 16-14 edge in points off turnovers, a 14-4 edge in second chance points. So you won, two of those key intangible categories and you still lost by 14 points. That's because of everything else that went on in this game. Casey Morsell, got to talk about Casey. The guy transferred out last year. He came into the game with typical Casey Morsell stats, low 30s shooting percentages. Coming into this week, he had actually been seeing a lot of bench time. He'd been averaging 3 points on 18.9% shooting over his last 9 games coming into this week. Had a nice game against Virginia Tech, 11 points, 4 of 7 shooting. He had 12 points on 5 of 7 shooting today. Of course he did, right? I mean, it's just what happens as far as that goes. Bottom line with this one, both teams shot well from three. State won this one convincingly because they got to the rim and finished, and Virginia settled for too many contested twos. It's just pretty much what it was. Virginia, defensively, I can't figure out what that was. Tony Bennett tried everything early in the second half. He was trying switching on screens, which is not something he likes to do in his pack line defense. He likes his guys to have to fight through the screens. That didn't work. They had to switch out of that back to the normal was fight through screens because I think the first play of the second half somehow was it Cafaro got switched onto Morsell, and Morsell just took him to the rim. I mean, the State spread the 4-on-1-4 when they noticed the mismatch, and he just pretty much walked to the rim and got a layup. There were a lot of those. There were a couple of plays where both either Cafaro or Shedrick were late getting back off the hedge, and just little bunnies out of that. But then, you know, guys not helping on the back end and allowing dribble drives to get straight to the rim without anybody impeding the progress of those guys. So, and then Virginia, again, settling for too many contested twos. You know, Jaden Gardner, that 1-for-7 stretch, it was pretty much all jumpers. I mean, it's interesting. He's your big post scorer, and he's not really – he doesn't really do much in the post. It's all mid-range for him. You know, Shedrick, you know, had a nice night, 4-of-8, and they were all in the paint. But he actually missed a couple of jumpers late in that, you know, late in the second half when the game was already decided. You know, in this one, I just kept waiting. I was texting with Scott German, my collaborator, and I'm sure we'll have a column from Scott later on the website with his thoughts on the game. During the game, I kept, we were texting back and forth, and my pep talk to him was, get this game to 10 points and let's see what happens. Virginia was never able to get it to 10 points. Actually, there was a brief moment, like I think it was 49 seconds into the second half, Reese Beekman hit a three, made it 10 points, but quickly NC State went on a 11-2 run. And that's when I started saying, get this down to 10 points, you know, get it manageable and let's see what happens. And it just never got to 10 points from there. So NC State dominant win, 77-63. Virginia's got to lick the wounds and get back to work. I'm sure by this point, 7:14 as I'm recording, wrapping up this podcast now, that game was over at about 6. They probably took the bus down to Raleigh. They weren't going to fly. I can't imagine they'd fly to Raleigh, especially with the airport situation there. You might have heard about the plane sliding off the runway there last night. They'll be back. They're halfway back home now. They'll be back 9:30 or so tonight. They got Louisville Monday night, 7:00. It's not your typical Louisville team. Louisville lost 82-70 at home to Notre Dame today, so both teams will be playing on short rest. And Louisville's got to travel much further, at least, than Virginia does. 7:00 tip in JPJ. No water, no food. I almost want to say, don't come. Just watch on TV and sit at home and have yourself some pizza and some drinks and enjoy it that way, because you're not going to enjoy the next couple of weeks at JPJ. just being honest with you, I'm not going to enjoy it. You heard me cough a few minutes ago, whatever. If you sit there and cough in JPJ on Monday night, you got no water. You're just going to be coughing until you just get done, I suppose, with that strange rule in place. But yeah, 7:00 tip. I'll live blog during the game. It's a home game, so I'll live blog during the game. Of course, I'm recording this on Saturday night. Sunday, we'll have our breakdown of Louisville, the usual breakdown of matchups, et cetera. Because of the short turnaround, I'll kind of look back at this game a little bit too. And then post-game, we'll have everything you can imagine after that. Virginia then doesn't play again until Saturday of the week, so they have a few days off in between. Okay, well, I guess that's everything for this game. Again, final score, NC State 77, Virginia 63. Go to AugustaFreePress.com for more details here and for tomorrow's breakdown of UVA Louisville. If you have any questions, comments, whatever, observations for me, drop me a line at AugustaFreePress2@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. Thanks, everybody, for your time, and I wish you a great night.